Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Professor Jennings, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Sane Man, keep up the great work. This donation is for a future video. Well, Dr. Jennings, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I put the link you sent me in the description. I guess people will have to read today as opposed to watching another video. As for this video, I wanted to share a message I received from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Man, I know a friend named Vic, who thought he married an ugly gal named Carousel, and therefore he was cheat-proof. Well, she didn't get attention from men, so true, she never cheated, although she turned out to be as cold as ice as soon as she secured a ring from the beta, just after she had invested 5 years on the carousel. Immediately after the last kid that she could have reached 18 years of age, the ugly girl blindsided her husband with a widespread reputation attack, a divorce, and a 30-year-long list of complaints that she'd kept pretty quiet, until the kids were all gone. She destroyed a business and took 67% of his assets, blamed him for everything. No cheating, though. I know another MGTOW story where a land whale got married. Her husband helped her lose weight, and then she got attention and cheated on him. I know yet another ugly woman that found a young simp and asked him to marry her. He was a naive sucker. In another case, a 40-year-old ugly snagged a 20-year-old drunk by baby trapping. Perhaps you could put together a piece focusing on ugly girl strategies or issues. A lot of girls are ugly and their thinking is perhaps different in order to accommodate men. Signed, Mr. Anonymous, a friend of Mr. V, Tim, and fellow MGTOW, citizen of the new Soviet Canada, unquote. Well, Professor Jennings, thanks for the donation and thank you, Mr. Anonymous, for the topic. The problem with trying to have a life with a fat and ugly wife is the resentment. The story about the ugly woman that ruined that guy's life is that she blew up with 30 years worth of resentment. She had that anchor baby to weigh him down so he wouldn't be going anywhere. She never cheated because she couldn't, and she took her low sexual marketplace value out on her husband Vic. I know that fat and ugly women are loyal, only because they have no other options. If you're higher on the sexual marketplace scale, and better in bed, because of their insecurity, that you'll leave them one day. But over time they resent you because they can't do any better than you. You have them trapped with their own hypergamy. The spider is stuck in her own web. I figured this out instinctively and would date way below my sexual marketplace value partially because I didn't want drama, but also because, let's face it, I was insecure and didn't want to be rejected like I was in the 9th grade. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new 3-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in 4 formats, PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to it's better to date women that look like a donkey that won't dump you than a fox that'll fling you out the door clown world show. I've almost fallen for the traps that ugly fat women have tried springing on my schwing-schwang. Those being, of course, trying to trap me through pregnancy, marriage as I was once engaged, and call the whole thing off after a month or two, as well as women giving you plenty of sex to keep you around. I was inexperienced, which made many less endowed women when it comes to beauty peg me for a sucker that was easily controlled. Less attractive women have multiple strategies to keep a man there. If, for example, you're religious, then getting preggers means that you're a lot less likely to leave, and more likely to do the so-called right thing and raise the child. If you're inexperienced and you've never had sex or a serious relationship before, then you fall for the trap a lot easier and are pretty much more likely to stay. If you have a large sexual appetite, then a large woman that has a large appetite for pizzas might let you give her the old pepperoni any day of the week. My experience has been that when they're insecure about their looks and about losing you, they'll work overtime in bed to make sure that you're satisfied, because they know you have options to monkey branch away from them, but they don't actually want you to know this. I've done a video recently about women looking for the inexperienced, naive virgin boy with good looks, someone like Jason Momoa from Aquaman. He fell for a woman that was 15 years older than him that also wore a Cosby sweater, probably to keep her heart warm. The older or unattractive woman will look for someone like that because he's more likely to fall in love and stay in love, and not understand his own value. It's like when you go shopping and try and bargain your way to a better deal. Women bargain for a man's balls and the man they're attached to the way that men bargain for houses and cars. Then there are the formerly ugly chicks like this prize that you see in front of you. I was with one formerly ugly chick that had a perfectly small ski snow-shaped nose. But she used to look like a toucan with tits. Her nose was so big. I feel sorry for the Fruit Loop that marries Toucan Samantha and sees his kids grow a nose in the shape of a half-eaten piece of Lucky Charm cereal. I'm also not the only one that instinctively stumbled into this idea of dating a woman with lower sexual marketplace value because of prior rejections. Turd-flinging Monkey tried doing the exact same thing. I think she eventually lost the weight and found someone else. So he was abandoned by his mother, so he tried finding a woman that wouldn't abandon him. And eventually she did too. Both important women in his life, his mother and his adult partner left him. So please don't go asking who hurt you, because everyone did. No wonder he fell in love with a silicon doll. Don't judge him until you've walked in his shoes. We also need to be realistic that sex disappears for most men regardless of if they married a hot woman or one that they can hardly stand the sight of. Humans lose attraction for one another given enough time, unless there's something else bonding them together. For many people, that's children, but for most these days, that's not even enough. Other ways that unattractive or fat women try and get and keep a man, besides trapping him through marriage or kids or sex, is what many traditional women have done, which is cook you amazing meals that are delicious. Meanwhile, she's so resentful that she's probably pouring period blood onto the strawberry sauce for your homemade Eggo waffle. And meanwhile, you think you got it made. The idea, of course, is if she can stimulate your taste buds with food, then it'll make up for her inability to stimulate your eye sockets with her droopy boobs that point down to the floor as if they're looking for lost pennies. As I mentioned earlier, other ugly women might use plastic surgery or wear push-up bras or get dental work or learn how to do their makeup to transform from a witch into being bitchin'. There are so many industries designed to make women look better than they really are. I'd say that the majority of women are either ugly or below average. You can really see that if you've ever driven through Pennsylvania Amish country. The married women tend to be overweight and are very, very plain with no makeup. They can't hide ugly behind lipstick, and ironically their husbands still want to pork them, probably because they want extra hands to bake pies and raise barns since they live a rural existence. Plus, that's what's socially acceptable, without makeup and high-heeled shoes, or any shoes for that matter, because they tend to wander around barefoot and preggers. A man's sexual marketplace value based on his appearance is much higher in that culture. All of these beauty enhancements in our society are there to elevate many ugly women's sexual marketplace value. So a 4 or 5 can get a man that's a 6 or 7. But without all that, she's really a 2 or a 3 on the cock-quaking scale. Can you imagine just how ugly most women would be if they didn't have all those appearance and beauty enhancements? Why do you think women used to get married at the age of 20? Because if they didn't, then they were a sight for sore eyes by the time they hit 25 or 30. Today, that window can easily get extended because our bodies break down a lot slower because we aren't exposed to the elements as much. I remember years ago being in Egypt and seeing girls that were 12 or 13 that are out in the desert and had skin that was so wind damaged, they looked like they were in their late 30s, early 40s. They hit the wall before even hitting the wall. Maybe that's one of the reasons that the women in the Middle East are forced to cover up their face, so their skin doesn't dry up and become damaged. As for their Western counterparts, if she builds up resentment for a decade or two, while giving you the cold shoulder all the time while she's bubbly when you're not around, you need to be ready for her to blow up one day. Imagine you're looking for a job, and the most you can make is around $50,000 a year. And then someone shows up and offers you $100,000 a year for a job, but the job really sucks. You still take the job because he can't do anything else that pays you more. And the boss knows it, and can choose to abuse you or not. You know the boss has that power, and you wait for 10 years for the boss to mistreat you. But he never does, even though he has the power to do so. So you slowly become bitter and resentful, and in some ways wish that he would just treat you poorly already, like the lower status worker that you are. But he never does. So you just sit there quietly for years in fear, until one day you've just had enough of living with the potential sword of Damocles dangling over your head. Your boss tells you that he loves your work and appreciates you, but you start to wonder what's wrong with your boss, because he can hire a much better worker than you for the same money. In fact, he can hire two of them. Something doesn't feel right, but at the same time, you've monkey branched the highest branch you can get to. And to move downwards means you'll have to go 2 or 3 notches down with regards to lifestyle. In Vic's story, his ugly brine just snapped and went from suck and blow to plain old blowing up. And now his house is gone. At least I guess she had the decency to wait for his kids to grow up. Of course, she blamed the husband for everything. Women have to do that as part of their survival strategy. The woman that took responsibility for when things went bad didn't make it here through our evolutionary history. So that's nothing new. Of course, that women would never blame and shame him. The majority of women are allergic to taking responsibility when something goes wrong. But they're perfectly fine taking responsibility when something goes right. So when something goes wrong, investigate and don't take a woman's word for what happened. That should always be your policy. Ugly women have to lower their expectations, and I've already wanted to rescue women that were rough around the edges and help them out with their style and improve their life and appearance. That never worked, and I eventually just learned to date women where I was happy with their appearance already and stopped trying to change them. But ironically, those women then tried to change me. Was it karma for my previous behavior? Who knows? But I certainly got a taste of my own medicine. But they didn't want to change the way that I looked. They just wanted to change the way that I behaved and what I did with my life. Once you realize that women, for the most part, all tend to be the same on the inside, regardless of if they're beautiful, ugly, skinny, or fat, then you start looking at the characteristics for longer-term relationships, like if they're hardworking and disciplined, when they can easily be lazy. I find that the only women that'll be that way in modern society are the creative ones or entertainers, because when you're creative, you've actually been driven to create or you die a little bit each day. Either your soul dies if you're lazy, or it shines when you create. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Professor Jennings for the donation and Mr. Anonymous for the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that most Amish guys push their wives' dresses up behind their plain and weathered faces when they smash them in order to make an extra pair of hands to help around the farmhouse. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the same man for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that look like Gollum with boobs with a body of a land whale away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.